Parshat B'Shalach, Perek Tetzayim, Pasuk Chav Gimel. We'll title it, Never Gonna Work on Saturday. What did these sing as kids? Was it Uncle Moshe? The song of Never Gonna Work on Saturday. So, when at the mitzvah of notification about the falling of the man and collecting it every morning, they were told you'll get a double portion on Friday. It'll be for Friday and for Shabbos. And don't go out Shabbos because you won't find anything. And then the Pasuk Chaf Aleph says, Vayilkitu oto baboker baboker ish kefi achlo v'cham ha-shamash v'nameis. Every morning they collected exactly the proper amount and it would melt after sunrise. But yet the next pasuk says, "Vayi bayom hashishi laktu lechem b'shne, shnei ya'omer le'echad vayvo kol nesiyeida vayagidu l'Moshe." Friday they got their double portion, and they came to Moshe. Vayomer aleihem pasuk chaf gimel, hu asher diber Hashem, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. You should understand, Shabbaton Shabbat Kodesh Lashem. Tomorrow, Machar, is Shabbos, it's holy Kodesh Baruch Hu. So you should know in advance, Eish Asher Tofu Eifu. Whatever you want to bake, you better bake in advance. Not a Shabbos. Ve'et Asher Tevashlu Bashelu. Ve'et Kol Ha'odef Heinichu Lechem Mishmeret Adaboker. And whatever remains, in other words, what you've cooked to prepare on Friday, that you're going to use for Shabbos. Then there's an interesting Hamikdover. Hamikdover writes, in that Pasuk, Vayomer Aleihem, Moshe says to them, who is them? Lazakenim. To the elders, Sheyagidu LiYisrael, like I mentioned before, that they should tell the Jewish people about collecting man, not collecting the man on Shabbos. So why did it have to go through the Zakenim rather than directly to Klal Yisrael? V'hainim Yishum, the Hamikdover continues, Shemoshe Chashav Gam Ata, with an ayin, even now, Shadayin lo higia zman azar al Yisrael al Shabbat ad buam lahar Sinai, that the laws of Shabbos shouldn't apply to them until they go to Har Sinai, the Seret Tatibrot, with Zohar Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho. V'kan, and here at this point about the man, Einu Ele Mikdushat Hayom Lashem Misheshet Yemei Bereshit. Again, Vikan, here, before Har Sinai, Eino Ella, the only purpose is observance of Shabbos, is Mishum Kedushat Hayom Lashem. There's a holiness of this day to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Misheshet Yemei Bereshit, because of God creating the world in 6 days and resting on the Shabbos. And v'royal l'gdol Yisrael ha'nizarim b'chol ha'Torah gam ad shelo nitna, and it's proper for the leaders, for the great people of what he called before the Zakenim, that they should observe who they've observed all the Torah, even before Har Sinai, should observe also Shabbos. Aval eina muzarim al zeh. But they're not being commanded. The command is zman amat Torah. Not now, but they should observe it. Mishu hachi lo amar l'kol Yisrael. He didn't say it to the entire Jewish people. He just told it to the Zakenim. In other words, once you get the Matan Torah, you have to be Shomer Shabbos with all of the Lama Tetovat Melachot, so on and so forth. But prior to that time, it's proper to tell the Zakenim, listen, Shabbos is the day that God rested from creation. It has a Kedusha. It's a connection that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's proper that you should observe. But the commandment itself will not come until Mamad Har Sinai. In other words, there are two levels. There's a level of feeling the Kedusha, the greatness God created the world and rested on Shabbos. And then is the concept of observing the mitzvot to do that in detail, how that carries out. And even to this very day, the uneducated Jew, he would proudly state, I profoundly believe Hashem created the entire universe in 6 days and that he rested on the seventh. The uneducated Jew. And we must respect the Shabbos by resting on this holy day. How do I respect the Shabbos? I relax with the family. We have our traditional Shabbos meal. My wife lights candles. The table is set beautifully. We make kiddush on wine. We eat challah, gefilte fish, and chicken soup. And even more so during the Shabbos day, we don't do our shopping. We don't do any heavy work in the house. We just putter around. But the entire 9 yards, that's only for the extra religious. I'm a simple person. I understand the Torah in its simple manner. I don't work on Shabbos. I honor God. And the Netziv seems to point out that this assumption of the uneducated Jew, this hypothesis, does not totally lack a degree of logic and common sense. There is logic there and common sense. God created the world 6 days. He rested on Shabbos. I respect God, and I rest on Shabbos. How do I do it? That's a different issue. But what is there? It fails to take into consideration that one point up to Har Sinai with Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shel Baal Peh. So you have yourself an aspect of Shabbos, but that's a Shabbos divorced. Whereas in the time of the Netziv, is explains the time of the man, they have not yet got to Har Sinai. It's our responsibility of the educated, of the rabbis, of the mechanchim, of the balabatim, of the askonim, if we could only educate the masses of Klal Yisrael, convey to them that we were taught on Har Sinai all the details and all the nuances of Chazal, let us educate Klal Yisrael that truly it will be, we never work on Shabbos, never work on Shabbos the way HaKadosh Baruch wanted it to be as he gave us at Har Sinai.